people, they're just beat up, they're sore, they can't run, they can't walk, they're just in bad shape. But you get these Ideal Feet inserts, they'll tell you exactly what you're missing and what your feet need, and they will give you a little extra love and straighten you out, get your body in the ideal position with the help of Ideal Feet. It is a game changer. I-430 and Rodney Parham just behind Chili's in Little Rock, Arkansas. And again, we'll be over there next week. It's a new segment in the Zone. It's called What the Hell? Because you know what? There are a lot of things in the world that go on, and you just can't help but think to yourself, what in the world is going on? We're trying to run a society here, as Jerry Seinfeld once said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So here we go. And really, the craziest story that's happened in recent years is this story about Oscar Pistorius, for those of you who haven't heard yet.
This is nuts. Seriously.
Paralympic superstar Oscar Pistorius charged Thursday with the murder of his girlfriend, who was shot inside his home in South Africa, which is a bizarre development in the life of a guy who's a national hero in South Africa.
Right.
The girl's name is Reva Steenkamp. She is a model, and she is quite lovely, or was quite lovely, God rest her soul. She spoke out on Twitter against the rape and abuse of women, shot four times in the pre-dawn hours in the home. It's a gated community in the capital of South Africa. So they've not named him necessarily, I guess. In some reports and others, they've said he's charged with murder, so I think that's a pretty safe bet. Bizarre deal. One report we read said that he thought it was an intruder.
Right.
And he shot first and asked questions later.
Four times, right?
Yes, four.
Four times.
Times. Sad deal, man. And like we were talking about earlier, he's not only one of the most famous Paralympians of all time, he's probably one of the most famous track and field guys of all time.
Yeah, man. When I read this story initially earlier this morning, I thought I had to go to like three or four more reputable sites,
right,
just to make sure that, you
You're
know,
like,
it was the right,
right
deal, man. But that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to find out what actually went on with
If we have time, there's a Cat Williams bit about him, which I normally wouldn't play, but
tink,
I mean,
tink,
man.
Tink, 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 tink.
Cat's got his own issues now. Yeah, Cat Williams is a what the hell all to himself.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Speaking of, basketball great Larry Bird's son arrested after police say he tried to run over his ex-girlfriend with a car. Come on, Larry Bird's kid, Connor. Tried to run over his ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Connor Anthony Bird. Show and tell?
About what I expected.
Exactly. Got a much better beak than Larry Bird does. And I had to get this out of the way before Joe Klein comes in tomorrow.
Have we ever seen Larry Bird's wife? Mm-mm. You got to Google that.
I'm assuming he's divorced. Faces preliminary charges including intimidation with a deadly weapon. His car. Battery with injury and possession of marijuana. It's a private matter we're hoping to resolve as quickly as possible, says Connor Bird's attorney, John Tompkins. Well, good luck
with
all that.
So what kind of car
was? I don't know that it matters, man,
well,
does it?
Mugshot. I'm feeling El Camino whenever I see the mugshot.
It does look like that, yes.
What the hell's going on here?
Good question. Authorities say a woman fatally stabbed her husband while he slept recently. He's a member of the University of Pennsylvania's 1979 Final Four team. Remember that team, Jay? Of course you don't. Me neither. Police say she told a friend he'd been watching child pornography, and her response was to stab him in his sleep. 53-year-old Matthew White stabbed early Monday in his bed at his home in the Philadelphia suburb of Media.
What?
Investigators say his wife is charged with first-degree murder and is being held in Delaware County Jail. She said she told a friend that she caught him checking out child pornography, and her response was not to call the cops,
right?
Not to confront him about it, but to stab him in his sleep. That seems about right.
What are they doing?
It's a weird world we live in. Speaking of, Trey Shapps in the studio. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's been a